Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
Welcome back, guys. DG, SM, Camel Wax, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Happy Wednesday. Matt Pauly in with us. I just got all my stuff for the segment just talking to Matt. Like, we had so many things to talk about here.
I love sharing stories with you about my oldest daughter because I feel like there's something that you appreciate her,
I do.
The stories about her. So I feel like anytime I come in
takes
here,
me
I
back.
Have to tell you the stories of the week about my oldest daughter.
Yeah, it takes me back. It's like, you know, Nick's 30. I obviously remember his childhood. But Phoebe being 10 years younger, you know, she's only like 10 years away from that. Mm-hmm. So I still have that, it's like I had season tickets for the Cardinals and I haven't been in 10 years. Yeah. And you have them. I'm like, wow, what's it like?
Yeah. That's funny. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
She makes us laugh every day. That's for, we had parent-teacher conferences the other day. And that was the thing the teacher said. She's like, Sophia makes me laugh every single day. So that's
awesome.
Good. I'm glad that, you know, she has big emotions sometimes and that can be hard to parent. But she's a funny one.
Yeah. How about your youngest?
She's 16 months, so the personality is still emerging, but we think she's going to have a pretty strong personality. When she wants something, and she's willing to do it. I think she knows she's cute. Like, she already knows, like, the things she can do
she gets it.
To get, you know, the wheels of justice to turn in her direction.
Yeah. Matt was just telling me that his daughter lost a tooth, and I was saying how... because we've all been through that, right? I remember Phoebe said something really funny and creepy when she started losing her teeth. She said, "Is this going?" And she said, "What happens?" And I said, "Well, you're born with one set of teeth and they fall out. Then you get your permanent teeth." And she said, "Are these my permanent eyes?"
Like, logical question.
Why wouldn't you think that, right? Why wouldn't your eyes fall out and then come back in? We were like, there's something wrong with her.
So on my daughter's first tooth, I helped like pull the tooth out. And when I was growing up, my parents never did that for me. But my wife, when she was growing up, her dad would help with the teeth. So when my wife was like, "Hey, you got to help Sophia pull the tooth," I thought, "Okay, this is kind of weird, but whatever. I do what I'm told." And then her second tooth, luckily, it came out during school.
Yeah.
So it came out, and now I feel like I'm off the hook. Now she has, you know, gotten a tooth coming out of her mouth. On her own, so I'm not needed anymore as far as I'm concerned.
So you helped her pull the first one?
Yes.
How'd you do it?
Just
grabbed it?
Yeah.
See, when I was a kid, everyone my age will relate to this, whether it came from Brady Bunch or just having boomer parents or greatest generation parents, they loved pulling teeth, but never just grabbing it. It was always tying it to a football and throwing the football or something like that. Yeah. They never did it to me, but my dad used to torture me with it, like, just let me, you know, and I'm like, no, so...
I don't even know how I would like get something. Those teeth are small.
Hard to tie a string around a tooth.
My fingers were slipping off of it. And how in the world do you tie anything? But parenting of yesteryear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very direct.
Yes.
I was just in the bathroom with Kevin Wheeler. And most of my story started that way.
Yep.
And I'm forever intrigued by this. There's probably a simple answer to it. But we have two urinals.
Yep.
A normal one and a low boy.
Yep.
And if you go in there by yourself, I've never walked in and seen someone by themselves peeing in the low boy.
Really?
Yes.
I always do.
Oh.
Because if a tall person comes in, they're going to want the tall boy.
I do too. I exclusively
use
the low
one. I'm not a tall person.
One.
So, as an example, corrected. If Matt Pauly were to walk in while I'm there, He's not going to want the little one. Matt's 6'4". Sometimes, I don't need the tall one. The tall one's a waste of my time.
Sometimes I think about if there's in that situation where somebody my height and size is stuck using the small one, but let's say the person using the tall one walks away like within the first second of me starting, and then somebody else walks in and I've yet to finish. I always wonder, are they looking at me going, why are you at that one?
Yeah, why'd you go to the little guy one?
Yeah. That happened to me one time. These guys know this. A former coworker of ours.
Yes.
I'll tell you on the break.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom and he was next to me and he was fully going. I could hear it. He was going. And then I stopped, buttoned up my pants, went over to wash my hands, and I looked in the mirror and I saw him move from his urinal to my urinal.
Oh.
And he finished in my urinal.
Huh.
Which I took as being like barking it like a wolf. But I was at the tall one, so maybe he just wanted the tall one.
Well, solid bladder
he
control.
He was not that tall, though.
No, yeah. he was kind of weak.
Normal. This is a domination.
I think it's funny that you said
I've
we.
Ever heard it.
A what?
But a domination strategy, if I've ever heard it.
Said person did not have that. That wasn't some alpha male.
It didn't seem like it.
Did you ask him about it?
No, I was afraid of him. I was already afraid of him.
All right,
to be honest, a little bit, and that one just sort of like congealed it for me.
We used to have a shorter person who worked here. And I was using the lower urinal, and he came in, and he let out like a very angry sigh because he, I think...
Stolen valor.
I think it was like a much bigger thing for him to use the lower urinal.
So he was small enough that the normal urinal...
You know, there's two stalls there too, man. Like, just move over into a stall.
I told him all this. I yelled at him.
When he groaned, you should have said, need a stool?
Yeah. Yeah, right, buddy. Want a step stool there, kid?
Insult to injury.
Well, he was a jerk anyway.
Yeah.
Rach, I am intrigued by if a lion could speak, we couldn't understand him.
Well, this plays into the AI conversation. This is just a really good article I read the other day from The Independent. So people are telling ChatGPT and other large language models about their personal problems, intimate problems they're having. But this article brings up the fact that AI is not actually your friend. Just like we referenced in headlines, AI isn't actually intelligent. And just because it's may tell you when you're explaining your personal problems to AI that it understands you and your feelings are valid. It doesn't understand feelings. And it would be similar to like if you visit a foreign country with a completely different language, even if you have a translator as far as, you know, well, what is it that they said? Their language, the way they express themselves can be very different. You still might not fully understand what they're trying to communicate, even if you're getting a direct translation. That's just the way language works. If you want to stretch that out a little further, consider a lion. If a lion was somehow able to speak English, even if it said words that we could technically understand, we're not ever going to understand where that lion is coming from because it's a completely different being than us, as a completely different way of thinking. Something like ChatGPT doesn't even think. So it's going to have a really hard time actually wrapping its quote unquote mind around what we're trying to say. And yeah, the whole article is basically like, it doesn't actually understand you. It is a sycophant. Could help you to a certain extent, but it's foolish to think that, like, to get too tied up in something like this, because ultimately there can't be a true understanding there. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Makes sense. Right? Kevin, tell me about loyalty between employee, employer.
Yeah. So, you know, this is from a couple weeks ago in the news, but the CEO of AT&T sent out essentially an email that said, we have consciously shifted away from loyalty as a company.
It's a statement.
And it's going to be about, you know, performance and things like, which is fine, right? I mean, like, performance is something I think we'd all like to be graded on and get and benefit from if we're doing a good job, right? But if the CEO of a big company is telling you that they're not going to be loyal to you, why would you be loyal to them?
Well, he's saying the quiet part out loud. That's been true for most companies for a while. Yeah, it's something I struggle with because I've always been very loyal to the companies that I work for. And I know at the highest levels, they don't know who I am. And you know, that loyalty doesn't matter. But I can't do my job without being loyal. And I know I think all of us in this room can easily talk about our loyalty to our direct bosses and Steve and things like that. I mean, it's great, but as it continues to move up, but that's the corporate world. No, very few corporations are actually loyal to the rank and file staff members.
And when you're saying it out loud, what you're telling me, if I view myself as a high quality applicant for a job, I'm not applying to you because you're telling me there's nothing there for me. You're telling me that there's no relationship, there's no, you know, any kind of connection other than did you meet your budget? And even then, what is the job? Like, how many jobs actually have performance incentives that will let you move up the ladder?
Wouldn't it kind of ease your mind a little bit, though? Take a little bit of responsibility away? It's sort of like instead of dating, you're just friends with benefits. Like, hey, we're just going to hook up now and then, but don't expect me to love you.
Well, here's the problem, though, because this was all related to the conversation about getting people back into the office as opposed to working remotely. So they're demanding loyalty from you, but they're not going to give it. Loyalty has to be a two-way street.
I agree with that.
Right? So it can't be we expect you to be loyal to us and not not deal with our competitors and not go around us and not put yourself ahead of the company, but we're not going to give you the same thing in return.
Yeah.
This is partly what's leading to what we've talked about in the past. Like, why are the younger generations of workers constantly jumping jobs? Why are they so quick to leave a job? Because they're not going to deal with that. If you're being told your work means nothing to us but the numbers on a spreadsheet,
yeah,
great. Well, then you mean nothing more to me than that. And I'm going to treat you the way you're treating me. But then when the employee takes that tack, people are like, what's wrong with workers today? What do you mean what's wrong? You're not giving them a path to succeed. You're not showing them that there's more to it. You know, there's not even, like, where is anybody even getting a gold watch when they retire anymore? Like, you're not doing any of these things. If you want quality employees, not just people that are there, because this is the problem. What it leads to is an employee also that doesn't have motivation. Why would I want to go more for my company if they're not going to go for more for me?
Probably in about 2010, maybe 2015, we were having trouble getting a contract done. And the president of programming from Emmis, my old company, flew in from Indianapolis. And we liked each other. I really liked him. Still to this day, I love him. But he must have been having a bad day. Mm. And we were talking about it. And he said, he had a piece of paper in his hand. He said, I have a piece of paper here. And it tells me how much you make and how much you bring in. And that's all I care about. I don't even need to see your name. And I felt like a girl was breaking up with me because I had been very romantic about this job and I'm in radio and blah, 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 blah. And that's where the meeting ended. And later he called and apologized. But that was the first time in my professional life that I remember thinking even the concept of, oh, I really am, when it gets right down to it, just a number. That if how much I make becomes greater than how much I bring in, everyone loves Dave goes out the window. No one cares anymore. It's just you're no longer economically viable.
All these things are true, but like I can't do my job my best unless I am loyal to the company that I'm working for.
Yeah, these guys asked me to restructure a contract recently that I didn't have to. I could have said no. But it helped other people get paid, and I said, okay.
Yeah, honestly, I understand what you're saying, Kevin, but to me, all that's happening is things that have already been in existence are being said out loud. That doesn't change anything for me, and I would just continue to move forward. Now, maybe I'm different. Maybe I'm just a little bit older than some of the younger people who hear that and are just entering the workforce, but I feel like I could not do my job well unless I really pushed for the company that I was working for.
I think the problem, though, is those same CEOs then turn around and wonder why they can't keep workers. Well, gee, I wonder why. Because you're not paying them enough and you're not giving them the benefits that they would that would help them. You know, we're not covering as much of medical cost as we used to in the business world. You're not getting as much in terms of retirement funds or anything like that. So when you're putting out when you're creating this environment where they don't have an attachment to your company. What's to stop them from just saying, all right, I'm done here because I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going somewhere else. That can change if you're being treated well. If you think you're valued, that day-to-day, there's value in that, going to work every day and like, okay, they like me, I like them, this is good, I like this place, I don't want to leave, versus I don't care if I leave because they're not doing anything for me anyway.
And when you think about it, I'm not saying that companies should be manipulative, but it doesn't cost you anything to treat people well.
No, no.
And even if you're not paying them exceedingly well, for me personally, when people treat me well, that goes a long way.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS, happy Wednesday to you. Let's give away some Clementine's ice cream. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Caller number 5 is going to get a $50 gift card to Clementine's, courtesy of my buddy Tamara. So thank you very much to her, and good luck. Give Andrew a call. So I have a question for you guys. I would love it if next year the company would send the DGS to spring training, but, you know, wishing one hand crap in the other. But I'm going to go. I'm going to take Nick, and I've never been, and I have no knowledge. What's your advice?
I would try to get there even before the games start, so you can go watch, you know, live BPs and stuff like that on the backfields. Yeah. That's a lot of fun. That's my number one.
I would say get there maybe 2 days before games.
Yeah,
and do that. Do some backfield stuff, and then see a couple games.
Okay, yeah.
That's probably the sweet spot.
Is it $1 million for hotels down there?
I don't think so. It's not a big tourist area.
I mean, it's the entire Palm Beach area, so you can stay anywhere in that area and be fine. So I don't know. I've never bought a hotel room down there, so I can't answer.
I mean,
that
it
question.
Won't be super cheap. It's an expensive part of Florida, but it's not. Yeah. I think the rooms will be available.
So how much access does the average fan have, and would I have any extra access being from KMOX?
Maybe
you might be able to work something out, but the average fan, you're able to get pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
You're right there on the backfield.
You can get as close as like watching a high school game.
Yeah.
Like, that's how close you are.
It's very cool.
Unless they changed it from the last time I was there.
No, I mean, there's a fence that you're behind. You're not on the field. But you're
like right there, like a high school field there. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. That's actually my favorite part of it. The first time I went down and covered spring training, I was like, this is awesome. Yeah. I am right here. And the noise, like the bat off a big leaguer down there. It sounds different, and it's a really cool sound to be around.
Plus, you get cool little like experiences too, and this goes for fans. Like what we're talking about, where you can be, you can hear the players talking. They're throwing live BPs as an example. There was a case like Chris Carpenter was super hard on himself, even in a live BP, and he'd be like cursing at himself really loud, and you're like, "Oh, wee, settle down there, buddy." I saw a bunch of one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life was Lance Berkman taking live batting practice against Chris Carpenter. And Carpenter, when he's on the mound, is no jokes, serious as a heart attack, even in early spring training. And I think it was the first day of live BPs for the hitters. And Berkman's in there mostly just taking. He's not even going to swing. He doesn't want to break his bat. It's early. But he took a swing at one and hit like a five hopper back to the screen that was in front of Carpenter. And then as loud as he could yell it, he's like, "Take that ball!" And then he yelled at Carpenter. He goes, "You better stay behind that screen." First time I ever saw Chris Carpenter laugh on a baseball field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.